You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. I'm Saki with Rise Up Radio, along with Zamani. Since 9/11, there have been over 34 police shootings in the New York, New Jersey area, and even more throughout the nation. The most recent shooting, Timothy Stansbury Jr., was 19 years old, and shortly after his death, organizers all over New York City gathered in marches and rally to support his family and to support the call for justice. Last 2 weeks ago, December 12th, movement organized a rally, and I, along with Ian Forrest from Free Speech Radio News, covered the story and the topic and the event. And here are the voices of those who participated in the rally, those who were standing by watching the rally, and the voices of artists who use their music to fight the system. And the voices are a range of different generations that are all a part of this movement and this struggle.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I throw a Molotov cocktail at the precinct. You know how.
The officer, he should have a right to have his pistol drawn out and shoot somebody off on point blank.
What?
I don't know, all that's irrelevant. I know Timothy was a good man, and I had to hear that he died.
Demand justice, justice for Timothy Stansbury, for his family, and for our community.
So what do we want? Justice.
In whose
street? Our street.
What do we want?
Justice.
In whose
street?
Our street.
So what do we want?
Justice.
Basically, I was outside that night, you know, and I heard the shot. Then, you know, from what I heard, he wasn't nothing he was doing wrong, you know. He was going to the party and then just opened the door, going on the roof to go across, and they shot him, you know. It's cowardly, you know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. A man don't say stop, freeze, nothing. He just shoots you. It's cowardly.
Can you relate? We living in a police state.
We mourn with this family because, as all African people do, we take life seriously. And we take the murder of our children seriously.
And leave me minus one love that I have, that I brought into this world, that I can't replace. And I really feel for that. It's really a feeling that I can't even describe right now. You know, it's just... The mayor said he's going to do something. I'm ready for him to do something instead of saying I'm sorry. I'm ready for him to take action. I'm ready for the commissioner to do something instead of saying I'm sorry. I'm looking for action right now. I'm not looking for no more sorriness or no more nothing like that. I'm looking for action. I'm looking for this man to be indicted. He stood up to be a police officer. He did wrong, so he got to do the time.
We know that young Timothy Stansbury Jr. was not killed because he was young Timothy Stansbury Jr. He was killed because he was a young black man. It could have been Kenneth. It could have been Robert. It could have been Roger. It could have been Joseph. It could have been, you know, Kwame. It could have been any of the young brothers and sisters in our community. And so our response is not going to be as if this is simply a question of the murder of one child. It is the murder of many of our children over a long period of time, of egregious crimes against our people, just so we will also not let them put this on one police officer and, as they say, give him up to hide the real injustice in our community.
The police are killing you.
What you gonna do?
The police are killing you.
What you gonna do?
Well, I just think it's a deeper issue than just the shootings. It's honestly a matter of us coming together for more than just a tragedy and just realizing that it's up to us. You know what I'm saying? We can't sit back and expect them to do any different. They're programmed, they're trained, that's all they know. You know what I'm saying? So it's for us to take what we know and make it better. So I'm just hoping that this is just one example of us realizing that we got to take it into our own hands and more or less do what we know we got to do and not wait and hope that they're going to do something for us.
What you going to do? What you going to do?
I'm tired of walking up and down Nostrand Avenue, Fulton, shopping, going to school, doing what I'm supposed to do, and people acting like nothing didn't happen. Something horrible happened. It happens every single day. Something horrible happened. We can no longer keep walking around like something didn't happen. And it happens all the time to us. And it's happened to our young people. Our young people don't respect us because they don't see us speaking up. Okay? The brothers don't respect us because when the cops come and tell them, get up, to, you know, up against the wall, assume the position, you know, we just walk past. We don't go back and say, are you okay? Can I call somebody for you? And until we start to do that, and until the older brothers speak up and be there, we're not going to have their respect. Okay? Something horrible happened.
Proud. Stand tall, don't stand at all. Come on.
You know, we can't keep meeting like this. You know, this madness has to stop. We have to do it on a street level and let them know that business will not go on as usual as long as we get murdered and killed and shot down by those we pay to protect us. We need to find out who's going to protect us from our paid protectors. And I think that the mayor and the commissioner should set up a commission to find out why do white police officers seem to shoot down black citizens, peculiarly black citizens, and not others. We have to put a stop to it. We need an independent agency to prosecute police. We need a residency law for police to live in a neighborhood. And we need community patrols to patrol those who are committing crimes in blue jeans and those who are committing crimes in blue suits.
Out on street. Out on street. Out on street.
My name is Prince Shadadiah Ben Yehuda. I'm a leader with Lek Laka, which is the Israelite community. And I think more people need to come out and support these rallies. We can't forget about Diallo. We can't forget about the Abner Louimas. You know, this is becoming so common, you know, and it's like once the media lose attention on it or it doesn't get that much more attention, then people just tend to forget about what's going on. A lot of us are either desensitized or intimidated because when we do try to step up, there isn't much done. You know, people make complaints to the complaint review board for the police department all the time, and a lot of their reports be found as something that was proper police procedure. And we need to have someone to actually notice what's going on. We need more people to investigate the police departments and these officers that's here out on these streets, because at any given day, it could be one of your kids. If you're black, that's the sign that they're giving us. If you're black, your kids could be subject to getting shot and killed or harassed in the streets.
Who they serve or protect, nigga, not you. Cops shot off the 10 G's, but they got Glocks too. Let you protect yourself, or better yet, respect yourself. Straight into the hospital is where you gotta check yourself. They be getting tips from snitches and rival crews, doing them favors, so they working for the drug dealers too. Just business and forces with hate in they holsters. Shoot you in the back, won't face you like a soldier.
The lynchings that our people face those days are pretty much the same type of lynchings we get in a day. I mean, when a man could get kidnapped and taken into the precinct and get a plunger stuck into his rear end, and it's not looked at as severe as someone being demoralized and raped, and it just looked at as they didn't take it serious to me. You understand? In my opinion. But we definitely facing that today. When a man gets shot 40 some odd times, and that's looked at as just every day, you know, we got to change that.
The court has been advised that the jury has reached a verdict. There should be no audible reactions, emotional outbursts by anybody to the reporting or the recording of the verdict.
With respect to defendant Kenneth Boss, what was your verdict in reference to the charge of murder in the second degree under the first count of the indictment?
Not guilty.
With respect to defendant Sean Carroll, what was your verdict?
Not guilty.
With respect to defendant Edward McMillan, what was your verdict?
Not guilty.
With respect to defendant Richard Murphy, what was your verdict?
Not guilty.
Was your verdict unanimous?
Yes.
Was your verdict unanimous?
Yes.
Yes.
Was your verdict unanimous?
Yes.
Yes.
We have injected ourselves into the civil rights struggle, and we intend to expand it from the level of civil rights to the level of human rights. As long as you fight it on the level of civil rights, you're under Uncle Sam's jurisdiction. You're going to his court expecting him to correct the problem. He created the problem. He's the criminal. You don't take your case to the criminal. You take your criminal to court.
I think that there will be changes made on the surface. Like, they typically make changes in the police department whenever these kind of events happen. You know, and I hope that there will be an indictment. I hope he will get punished in some way. But I don't have a lot of faith in the system, because I've seen before how DA Hines in particular refuses to indict people on these kind of cases. So I think that it's going to be up to people to stay involved and to stay, you know, keep the pressure on the prosecutors, on the DA's office, on the mayor's office, on everyone, to see that there is some kind of justice. But the reality is, even if he goes to jail, you know, that young brother is still not going to be able to come back. So, you know, the only true justice is for them to stop doing this and to stop killing us. And I feel like the only way that's going to happen is when we demand that they stop as a community.
Word them up, y'all.
Mostly, I'm just a concerned resident. I work with teenagers in a high school, and I see their frustration. I see their lack of feeling that there is no power except the power of money. I see them internalizing all that's happening to them, their anger, their rage. They're turning it against each other. That's why I come out here and demonstrate. I hate demonstrating around these kind of things. I want to celebrate our successes. I'm tired of this.
Well, I just figure that justice is not served, so I just figure that I should do something about what's going on, you know, in the society right about now with black people and the police, you know. So we gotta have some kind of understanding with the police also. We too, you know, we have to be blamed just as much as the police, you know. That's how I see it, you know. Because we do stupid things too, just as much. And they expect, the first thing if something happened to you is call the police, right?
Right, because so then they're there to serve us the same way too. But I mean, the way how they're doing it is totally different. But I still feel we have to look out for ourselves too, you know, because you can't just blame them alone, you know. And that's how I see it.
It is the systematic repression of our community that's killing us. And young brothers and sisters have got to hear that. If you don't control your own street, somebody else will. It's like a pressure cooker. And we ain't got nothing to do with the heat. The heat is turned up on us, and we turn on each other.
I'm not of the opinion to say, oh, we're killing each other. You know, that no. We're locked into a system like a pressure cooker, and we have no control over the fire. But we do have the ability to take ourselves out of that pot. And that's what we got to do. We have to think outside the logic and the propaganda of our enemies. We have to define for ourselves what is success and what is victory, what is setbacks and what is failure. We cannot let that happen by them. Putting this cop in jail, yes, that should happen because he was the trigger man. But we really have to put in jail the system that produces that cop.
In regards to the shooting of Timothy Jr., it's no difference than the shootings and the lynchings that's been taking place since God knows when. So to me, to be honest, there's nothing that has really changed. So instead of us walking and talking, we need to really start building institutions for our young people, because that's the only way that's going to save us. We need patrol. We need people to patrol the streets. That's our own people, not just our own people, but our own people. We got to quote that, our own people, because we have some of our people that's not our own people. They crossed over. So what we got to do is realize that Timothy, he was just lynched just like everyone else has been lynched since the 1800s and since slavery. We have to realize that slavery has never left.
The subconscious psychology that you use against me, if I lose control, will send me to the penitentiary. It's just Alcatraz, I shot up like El Hajj Malik Shabazz. Hot class can bypass when my ass gets harassed. And the fuzz treat bruhs like they manhood never was. And if you too powerful, you get bugged like Peter Tosh and Marley was. Yeah. And my word does nothing against the feds, so my eyes stay red as I chase crazy ball heads. Word up.
On the town, the beast is loose.
I was one of the victims in 2000 and the year 2000, December 4th. What happened with me was the 113th precinct decided to pulverize me and pound my head into the ground and gave me 8 stitches and 3 staples for telling a young man to stay down while he was being beat down by the cops themselves. CCRB looked at the situation and said they handled it appropriately.
I'm in 8th grade, 13 years old, bad style, straight up. Now I'm with it, but they want justice about police. I don't like police. Because, you know, killing that, I'm going to do the lotto dude. They shot him like 41 times, got the wallet. You know, the stupid stuff they do, they just kill people for no reason. You know, they can, they do it for no reason. I hate it. And it's no racism thing. It's just like sometimes they just feel that they can take over and they just shoot us. They think that black young men are grown up to be thugs, hang on shit, and go to jail. But some of them, that's not the point. The point is, you know, you should respect one another. You want respect, you know, power of, you know, the races. You know, we should have that.
He was killed 1977. What we did at that time, we launched Black Christmas 77. Some of you might remember us, or Michael Hooper and others. I raised that only to demonstrate that, as Omar Wiley has said, there have been so many before, so many after. But what we decided to do in the case with Randy Evans is that we would keep his memory alive, that we would build organizations, we would do boycotts, we would do all kind of political action, a whole range of things. But the one thing that we refuse to do is to let his memory die. The police can kill, but we can keep alive. And you can keep alive by doing what you're doing, continue to march, to demonstrate, to be there when the call is given, economic boycott, whatever it is that you can do. When the call is given, you show up. And that way we say that Timothy didn't die in vain, but rather his memory live on.
Keep doing this, something will happen in the neighborhood. Hopefully the cops will get through their mind, not shoot everybody. That not just us that's dying, it's people around the community that's dying also.
This is why I say it's the ballot or the bullet. It's liberty or it's death. It's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. And you don't have a revolution in which you're begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolutions overturn systems. Revolutions destroy systems. A revolution is bloody. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. All she's got to do is give the black man in this country everything he's doing. Everything.
Today is you.
Tomorrow is revolution.
Today is you.
Tomorrow is revolution.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We believe in freedom,
believe freedom cannot rest.
That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me.
with us. Come on. We believe in freedom and rest until it comes. To me, young people come first.
They come first.
They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate. We believe in freedom and not rest. We believe in freedom and not rest until it comes. The older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand and fight is the only way our struggles survive. Oh, oh, we who believe in freedom and the freedom.
In a voice.
And I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. I'll bow to no man's word. I we who believe in freedom and not freedom.
You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, and what better way to celebrate Black History Month than to remember that those who believe in freedom can't rest. And although we are celebrating this month of our achievements and our past, we also cannot forget that the struggle continues and the struggle is not over. This is Rise Up Radio's first show in February. We're coming out of a pledge drive, WBA pledge drive. If you pledged, please remember to send in those pledges. And this is our first show in February in Black History Month, and we'll be continuing to look at Black History Month and relating it to the issues that are going on now. We're talking about police brutality, the most recent police shooting of the young Timothy Stansberry Jr. And we want to hear from you. The number is 212-209-2900. You just heard a compilation of different sounds and voices coming out of Brooklyn, the community that is upset, angered, and wants action. Give us a call, 212-209-2900. We're going to take a break and have those calls.